From Spark and Anvil and Cardforge, this is The Trump Keeper in Chapter 1 of the Cardforge cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5. The Trump Keeper knelt in the Academy Gardens, ignoring the riot of sun-drenched, shout-out-loud colors from the mammoth marigolds and booming blues. Before them was a single small pot. Inside it grew a plant no bigger than a teacup, with shy, dark green leaves. The plant had exactly one flower bud, tightly closed, the size of a thumbnail. The Trump Keeper held a watering can, but it was comically small, the kind a doll might use. They did not water the plant. Instead, they watched. They watched the slow crawl of a ladybug up a neighboring fence. They watched the way the wind made the tall grasses whisper secrets to each other. They felt the warmth of the sun on their patched tweed coat. A student, bustling past with a giant hose to spray the thirsty marigolds, paused. "Aren't you going to water that thing?" the student asked. "It'll never get big if you don't." The Trump Keeper smiled, a slow, gentle curve of the lips. "Oh, it will get all the water it needs," they said softly, their gaze turning to a single small cloud drifting in from the west. "Just not yet." They held their tiny watering can, full and heavy with promise, and continued to wait. Long ago, when the Trump Keeper was a child, their village held a midsummer festival. The main attraction was a game. 3 smooth river stones to knock down a tall, wobbly pyramid of painted tins. The prize for clearing the pyramid was a single, perfect spiced acorn, made by the oldest baker in the village. It was said to taste of cinnamon, courage, and a whole year of good luck. The other children scrambled for their turn, their eyes wide. They hurled their stones with grunts and shouts of effort. Clang! Thwack! One stone would fly wide. Another would dent a can at the bottom, making the tower shudder but not fall. The young Trump Keeper waited at the back of the line, just watching. They didn't watch the cans. They watched the throwers. They saw how a gasp from the crowd made a thrower flinch. They saw how the afternoon breeze pushed the stones just a little to the left. When their turn finally came, the sun was low and the wind had died. The air was still. The tower was already leaning from a dozen clumsy hits. The Trump Keeper took a breath. They didn't aim for the big can on the bottom. They tossed their first stone gently, a soft tap against a can on the side, not to knock it over, but just to make the whole tower sway. Wobble, wobble. They tossed their second stone at a can on the opposite side, stopping the first sway and starting a new one. Wobble, wobble. The crowd was silent, confused. Then, with their last stone, they didn't aim at a can at all. They aimed for the tiny, empty space right in the middle. The stone zipped through, the tower lost its balance, and with a quiet, collective sigh, the whole pyramid of tins collapsed in a neat pile. They were handed the spiced acorn. They didn't eat it. They put it in their pocket. The day the Trump Keeper arrived at the Cardforge Academy, the great brass gates were stuck. They were supposed to swing open with a grand magical cord, but instead, they stood half open, buzzing with frustrated energy. The headmaster was pacing. A team of senior students was trying everything. One group chanted a powerful opening spell, which only made the gates glow an angry red. Another tried to push them with a summoned golem, which just left a large muddy handprint on the brass. The Trump Keeper, carrying only a small satchel, stood back by the entrance path, watching. They weren't watching the straining golem or the chanting mages. They were watching a tiny bird that was pecking at something near the gate's enormous hinge. The bird flew away. The Trump Keeper waited for the headmaster to pause his pacing and the golem summoners to take a breath. In that moment of quiet, they walked forward. They ignored the huge levers and glowing runes. They knelt by the hinge where the bird had been. Tucked deep inside the mechanism was a small fallen twig, jamming the gears. While everyone else had been applying more and more power, the Trump Keeper simply reached in with two fingers, plucked the twig free, and tossed it into a bush. With a gentle, melodic shing, the great brass gate swung wide open. The headmaster stopped pacing. "Ah," he said, looking at the Trump Keeper's calm, deliberate movements. "You have arrived. We've been expecting you."
In a quiet classroom, a young student named Ilara slumped in her chair. Cards were scattered on the table before her. "I don't get it," she said, her voice thick with frustration. "I have the Stonebreaker Giant. He's the strongest card in my deck. I play him on my very first turn, every time. And every time, I lose." The Trump Keeper nodded slowly. They gathered a set of wooden blocks from a shelf, some as small as sugar cubes, others as big as books. They arranged them in a long, winding line on the floor. "Please," the Trump Keeper said, gesturing to the blocks, "knock them over." Ilara, eager to do something right, walked over and gave the biggest, heaviest block a mighty shove. It fell with a loud thud, knocking over the two blocks directly in front of it. The rest of the line remained standing. "Very strong," the Trump Keeper said, without a hint of judgment. They patiently set the blocks back up in the exact same pattern. "Now, if you please, my turn." The Trump Keeper walked to the very beginning of the line, to the smallest block, no bigger than a die. They didn't shove it. They tapped it, gently, with the tip of one finger. Click! The tiny block fell, tapping the next, which tapped the next, the motion gathering speed and force. Click, click, clack, 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 thud. The final giant block crashed to the floor, the last note in a perfectly played song. Ilara stared. "The goal is not to prove you have the strongest block," the Trump Keeper said softly. "The goal is to knock all the blocks down. Sometimes the most powerful move is the one that starts with a whisper, not a shout." Ilara sat quietly, looking at the Stonebreaker Giant in her hand, then at the other, smaller cards in her deck. The classroom was peaceful now, the only sound the soft ticking of a wall clock. The Trump Keeper sat at their desk, using a soft cloth to polish a single, dark, and impossibly ancient-looking spiced acorn that they kept under a small glass dome. "But what if I wait too long?" Ilara asked, her voice barely above a whisper. "What if I save my giant, and the game ends before I get to play him? Then he's just wasted." The Trump Keeper looked up, their eyes kind. They stopped polishing the acorn and met her gaze. "A saved card is never a wasted card," they said. "It is a lesson for the next game, and the game after that. The most powerful weapon is not the giant in your hand." They paused, giving the words time to settle. "It is the giant your opponent knows you are holding back." The Trump Keeper then reached into a simple wooden bowl on their desk and held out a plain, unshelled peanut. "Patience," they said with a small smile. "It's a skill, and it tastes better when you open it at just the right moment."
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to the Trump Keeper. Released under Creative Commons by NCSA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.